For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran. For two WKU students, the terrorist attacks in Paris 2 weeks ago hit home on a personal and permanent level. Sophomores Caitlin Wayman and Natalie Webb are studying abroad this semester at Harlaxton College in England, about an hour north of London. They had a couple of days off from classes that week, so they decided to take a long weekend in Paris, the weekend of the terrorist attacks. Caitlin says because there's so much to see there. They say what they saw will change them forever. They're safe and back in England now. I talked to them in their dorm room over Skype, and Caitlin said they were at one of France's most famous landmarks when the explosions began.
We were actually at the Louvre 20 minutes before there were shootings around the Louvre, and we had left and we went to Chipotle.
We were craving Mexican food. We were about 15, 20 minutes away from one of the attacks somewhere because we ate at Chipotle with a group of students that were with the school. So when we parted ways for the night, unknowing, all of us were unknowing of the situation, but we were eating probably 10, 10:30 while all of this was going on right in the middle of it. We had no idea. So when we got on the metro to go back to our flat, and they went back to their hotel, they actually saw people fleeing a scene and a man running down the street yelling, "Shootings that way," and he just kept running. And so they ran back to their hotel. We still weren't aware because we were on the metro subway system. And they closed the subway probably maybe 2 minutes after we got off of it. We were very lucky to get off in time, but they did close it behind us.
Mm-hmm. So when did you realize what was going on, the magnitude and the scope of what was happening?
Well, on the metro, we noticed that Natalie's phone was ringing.
Yeah, we pulled up to our final stop, and a girl that had stayed here in England at Harlaxton for the weekend had been calling me, and I was kind of upset because I thought I was going to get charged for this call because I don't have an international plan for my phone. Mm-hmm. So I saw her calling me and I wondered, why on earth would she be calling me? She knows this is going to cost me. I didn't answer it.
And as soon as we walked into our flat that we were renting, our phones connected to the Wi-Fi and they just were ringing nonstop because this had been going on for about an hour, hour and a half by the time we got back. We had no idea. And so many people, I got messages saying, "Are you okay? Where are you? Are you in Paris right now? Do you know what's happening?"
And then I answered, finally, the girl from Harlaxton kept calling me. I finally answered her call, and I was like, hello, kind of angry about her. And she said, "Are you alive? Are you okay? Where are you?" And I didn't expect to hear that at all. I had no idea. And she started telling me, there are bombings, there are shootings. They're calling it an attack in Paris. People have died. There are hostages. They said there were American hostages, so we didn't even know if the people we had seen, like, that were traveling with the school were safe. We thought that might have been our classmates. So we were just stricken with terror all at once because we hadn't had communication before that point.
So people in other parts of the world, people here in America, knew more of what was going on than you two did, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Because we had no access to media where we were. I mean, we were in a restaurant with lots of other people that, weren't checking their phones. Mm-hmm. They were eating, and then on the way back, we were by ourselves. We couldn't have any access to internet or, communications. There were three of us in the apartment. We were all crying at one point. We were panicking because we didn't know if we were going to be next, basically, because we didn't know if it was over, if it was still happening. We had no way to know where exactly it was because information was so spotty. Like, no one really knew what was fact and what was people taking out of proportion. So we locked ourselves up in our flat, terrified. We watched the news for a long time, and then eventually we decided that the school had told us, if it's safe for you to make your way where you want to go and you're not around any of the areas where there had been attacks, then you can do so. And so we made our way back to the hotel where mm-hmm. the other students were, just because we felt safer being around them. Mm-hmm.
So how and when did you get from Paris back to Harlaxton?
On Sunday, we took a flight back.
You flew?
Yes. We took our scheduled flight out of Charles de Gaulle on Sunday morning or Sunday at noon.
Yeah, we actually decided to get there Our flight left around noon, and we left the hotel at 6:15 in the morning.
We wanted to get there as early as possible, mm-hmm. just to make sure we made our flight.
Any trepidation about getting on the plane? Any fears that it may be a dangerous flight?
Yeah, definitely there were fears. There were fears about everything. This is really.
Someone opened the door and it made me jump.
Yeah. We were worried about people on the street. We ate lunch in a restaurant the day after it happened. We found one that was open. They were barely serving anything because not many people had shown up to work, but we found one. And I was terrified to be in a public, just in a restaurant, mm-hmm. in a public place. It affected us mm-hmm. and how we saw things. So
you definitely become more wary of your surroundings. And like, honestly, going places, I usually don't notice the people as much as I do the place, but that after that incident, you look at everybody and you just wonder, like, where were you when this happened? And like,
everyone seems dangerous. Yes. Basically, you point out all the dangerous things or you worry about every little detail.
So it's changed you both very much.
Yes, I would say so. We definitely don't want to claim that we have been traumatized by the event, because we know we were lucky to be away from it, but it was a traumatic experience that we went through, and we are affected by mm-hmm. it. I guess we're a lot more conscious of the threat that ISIS poses, especially on this continent. We don't think about it a lot in America because we're so detached. There's an entire ocean between us, but over here, I just, because I'm a political science major, I follow social media accounts of news channels, and I get a lot of things from news outlets, and I can see every day something else pops up. There are raids in France, there are more shootings, there are more bombings, and even now I guess everything has more weight mm-hmm. to me, because I know about how bad it can be.
And yeah. I'm someone who I don't usually get involved in politics very much, because I honestly, like, back home I would rather not know and not worry about it, but now that I've been, like, this has happened to me, you don't think it can happen to you, and that it does, but it's definitely made me appreciative of how much we know now, like, how much access we have mm-hmm. to knowledge of what's going on in the world, but at the same time, we have to be careful not to let it just completely, mm-hmm. like, smother your life.
Yeah, take over. You can't let the fear take over, yeah. basically.
And they say they'll fight to not let that fear take over for the rest of their lives. They'll wrap up their studies and come back home December 15th, home to a campus and a town and a country that's been changed by the attacks in Paris forever, but not nearly as much as they've been changed. For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran.